Hey, what's going on, everyone? My name is John. I'm a filmmaker slash creator and your host for Make Lemonade Podcast, where we talk about how to change our circumstances when life happens. In other words, when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. Today, we're talking about the misconception of success. So stay tuned. What's going on, everyone? This is your host, John. Welcome once again. We're so glad that you're here with us. I'm super excited to talk about today's topic, which is misconception of success. So I don't know about you, though, but for me, I had the understanding that success was a one-time thing. You know, it's like the movies. I went through the struggles, you know, had my ups and downs, and then I made it, and it was happily ever after. Now, if you are that person that thought that, you know, success was a one-time thing, then this podcast is for you for today. But if you, you know, have an idea what success is, you've tasted it, and you're like, yeah, I know, I think I believe what success is, then this podcast is for you as well. So we're going to talk about the misconception of success and what it really is about, along with other terms that are going to put into definition what this whole concept of success really should be instead of what we imagine it to be. I think we fall too much into the romantic area of success instead of the reality of it. And it can be a little daunting and a little disappointing, but I guarantee you that at the end of this podcast, you're going to be ready for success. And not just the romantic side of it, but the reality side of it. And you're going to be living here with the positive and motivated and inspired to go out there and be successful. So let's get started. Alright, guys, so first of all, I want to really give the process of separation here with imagination and reality, okay? Because there's a time in our life where we can imagine and we can dream, right? And then we come to the other side of reality. Now, the reason why I want to separate these two things is because one is romantic thinking and the other one is more of an actuality of what happens in life. And the reason why I separate this is because you got to be careful when you do imagine and when you face reality, right? Because those two hand in hand, if you don't understand and you don't know about information, your imagination can overtake and you can become an idealist. Or if you go more into reality, you kill your dream and you go into the dark, bitter life of not having hope in what you want to do. And so that is the separation of it, but they both work hand in hand. Okay, that's the most important part that you need to understand when it comes to learning about success, right? Because in one part, we think about success and we think about the wonderful things that we can get from it, but then we have to come to the process of application, and that is where the nitty-gritty comes, and we have to get our hands dirty. We have to, in the sense of a good positive way, right? Because I know that term is more of a negative term, but what I mean is you got to get your hands to work. You got to get yourself to go, keep going, and those are the things that I want to talk about in this podcast right now. So, but before we go into anything, right, we're going deeper into this. I do want you to know the actual definition of success, okay? Because there's nothing more, and this is where I'm talking about the knowing and understanding the reality from imagining. It's because the imagining is all the romantic side, everything that you want to dream, hope, and that can be true and they can come true. And the reality side is, you know, the real world. What do we go through and what do we have to go through to get to that imagination, to make it a reality? So we have to understand that there has to be a understanding of success, first of all. I don't know if you were younger or yes, you were younger, But what I'm trying to say, when you're if you're a kid right now, or if you are a teenager, or if you are a adult, or whatever you categorize yourself at the moment, did you ever have a time when someone told you, know what you're saying before you say it, something like that, around the same concept? Simply, that means that people want you to know what you're saying if you know what that means. And if you don't know what that means, then don't speak about it, right? And so this is the same concept that I've seen a lot of people talk about success without knowing the true definition of what success is. So they take success into a different definition that it doesn't go by. Now, again, this is just hitting the reality side of it, right? We know imaginative, romantic side is going to be more, right? Because you can be like, success is more than just a definition. Success is like so on and so forth, right? Yes, and that is true. But the main po focus that I'm trying to do is here is trying to combine both, right? So I want you to learn from one side and then the next side so that you can understand both sides and then work with them together. And that is what the podcast is about today. So let's talk about success. Success, the definition is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose. And so this is by dictionary.com. It is the accomplishment of an aim or purpose, okay? That's what I want you to understand right now. The reason why that's really important is because I need you to look at this word that says the accomplishment, okay? The accomplishment, simply that means the end of a thing that you have come to reach, right? So, for example, let's say you wanted to be, let's take, for example, a simple career. Let's take a filmmaker, right? Something that I can relate myself to, and then I'll give you another illustration. Okay, so take, for example, a filmmaker. A filmmaker is about, let's say, if you go to school, about a 4-year process. Then if you go to your master's, which is probably the most that you can get from a film education, is about, I want to say, about 6 years if you go to school, right? If you don't go to school, you will have about around the same time, but you could actually become faster. You can become a faster filmmaker not going to school. Again, you're not going to have the steps of going to school. Okay, so my point is, you accomplish going to school to become a filmmaker, and you finish, and then you realize that, you know what? I am done. What do I do next? Right? And so when it comes to success in that kind of sense, which is pretty much what the concept of reality versus the dream, right? When you went to school, you were dreaming about, man, I'm going to be a filmmaker. I'm going to make movies. I'm going to learn how to do that. You know, I'm going to get connections, so on and so forth. And then you come to the realization that from one part, you have to understand that school is not the end of it, right? When you get into a process of, let's say from school, you're like, okay, well, now I know I need to get network, I need to get into the film industry and start, you know, creating a portfolio if you have not created a portfolio in school, and get my work out there, right? Get connected with people that are connected so that I can get my way in. Now you have another accomplishment that you need to go into. And so that accomplishment keeps on going until you reach somebody who, you know, a company hands you a script, and now you're making a short film. Now you're making a movie. Now you're making commercials. And so you're into a place of success, right? You're like, I made a commercial, I made a movie. But when you're finished making that movie, when you're finished making that commercial, that music video, that short film, or that feature film, you find yourself at a place where you have reached the ultimate success, right? You have created the movie that you wanted. You made it the commercial with the say the company that you wanted, right? And say, for example, Nike. Man, you made it. What happens afterwards, that success? You see, my definition of success that I've come to realize of what success really, really means in the sense of the definition of the accomplishment of an aim or purpose is that it talks about a specific thing that you do. Okay, so again, let's take filmmaking as an example. You accomplished it, you went to school, you got your networks, you got to make your feature film. You accomplished that one part of your life. Okay, you accomplished it, you finished it. Now what? What comes next? And that is the process that I believe in my old mentality of understanding, or my concept of understanding, success was a one-time deal. But then I came into the reality that that one-time deal has to keep going. It has to keep building. And then it comes to the point that you got to decide what you want to do in that area, because success doesn't stop. Success is something that you keep on doing because you keep on making goals, you keep making, you having dreams, and you're trying to reach different things, becoming a better human, and the process keeps on going. And the process of success is a nonstop thing that happens over and over again. And my point to that is that if you are stuck right now in the area of like, I'm trying to be successful to reach this one goal, know that that one goal is a continuous thing that's going to keep on going. The process of you doing it over and over again is that it just gets easier as you repeat it. As you keep on doing it, you find out new things, you find out, you discover new ways, and that's what happens within the process of success, right? That is the reality of what you're doing. And so I want to lead you into the process of the dreaming about it, the dreaming about success. So when it comes to dreaming about success and the romantic side about it is very easy to think as big as you want. That is the beautiful side of it. You can think as big as you want, as large as you want, and you can imagine whatever it is that you want to do at a big scale. Okay? And the reason why I believe, I hear this a lot from people to say, dream big, dream big, dream big. And it's not to say that, if you don't dream big, your dream is not big enough, or if you don't do this, it's not going to happen. The reality of it, from my understanding, from what they're saying and their point of view, is that if you dream big, you won't miss your target, right? If you have like a building size, let's say one of those targets, and you have the red dot that is like about a mile long, you won't miss your target. You're still going to hit the red, right? As long as you shoot it and you aim and you get to that point, which is the aim of a purpose, right? Or the aim or purpose that you accomplish. And that's why it's meant to say dream big. Do things big, 'cause the bigger they are, the more chances you have of making it in, right? And the part is of just making it in. That is what the concept of my understanding when I hear people say dream big. Because, if you dream big and you think about it within the lifespan, you have to plan what you're doing. And of course, I've made other podcasts about planning for your future, planning to go to school, planning for the next process of your season. And the reason why I do this, because I strongly believe that your success is really, really based on how you plan and how you organize yourself to reach it. How you invest in yourself to be able to think faster, be able to work ethically with things that are good. And that's why I believe the planning is such crucial to success. Because if you don't have a plan, whether it be a very simple one or it would be a plan that maybe you need assistance in planning. And so that's why for me it's very, very important in that planning. Okay? Because if we don't understand what we're doing and going into, for example, the dream and the versus reality, it can be very crucial. And like we said in the beginning, if you are a dreamer, right, and you are an idealist, you're always thinking about ideas, you're always thinking about, you know what, yeah, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, you have to come into the reality. And that's where planning comes. Because when when you see a plan, you see what it takes to get to where you need to be. And I think at that point, a lot of people get disappointed because the plan seems to be long, right? I think that's why people who do choose to be doctors, they choose it on based on one, you're becoming a doctor, right? Just the title of it. And then two, based on the money that you're doing. And then three is the helping people. Now, a lot of people can be mixed in those things. I'm not saying that that's exactly the way on why people become doctors, because there's people who become doctors to help people, and there's people who become doctors for the money wise, right? And so, and same thing with lawyers. You have to be a certain kind of lawyer. Not all lawyers make a lot of money. You got to be a kind of lawyer that that makes money. So it's, it has to be a particular kind, right? And this, the reason why I'm saying this is because, again, reality versus the ideal world. And those two things can be very, very crucial if you don't balance them out, and and especially know where you're going, how long it's going to take, and what are the things that you need to go through. And this can be a simple plan to do. And I'm actually working on a process plan or system that can help people maneuver the way through this so that they can have an easier way to plan out. Because I know there's sometimes you wish that somebody could make something to help you reach your goals. Somebody can make something that can help you out. And this is what I'm working on for Make Lemonade, because I know we all have life situations. Life brings us stuff, opportunities, or maybe something that we just out expecting. Like for myself, a heart attack. I had a heart attack and it was something unexpected, but yet what life gave me, I had to turn it into something, right? Either I turned it into depression and feeling sorry for myself and do nothing with my life, or take that and help people who have gone through that. And that is literally what I do on Make Limited Podcast. I try to help people by inspiring them through motivational things that I have learned in my life and what I've learned from others. And I enjoy this. This is the process that I enjoy. And so I'm sharing with you what success truly is, and then you decide what you want to do with it. And one of the things that I've actually learned with filming, because I am a filmmaker, one of the things that I've learned is that when it comes into the rules, the only reason why you should learn rules is so you can know how to maneuver your way through them. And that is the simple process, right? Because and it's so important to know them, because if they become a secondhand thing, you'll be able to know them so well that you can work with them however you want and use them exactly for ways that can help you succeed and become better. And so this is one reason why I'm saying know the rules, and then you can maneuver your way through them. A lot of people say know the rules and then you can break them, but I say know the rules and maneuver your way, because I believe that's what you're actually really doing when it comes to knowing the rules, and you're maneuvering your way through them. You're using them for what best helps you move forward. And so that's what success in a sense is, about the simplicity of reality versus ideal. And those two things can really If you go heavy on one side, you can ignore the reality of it. Or if you go too real on it, you can ignore the dream and the romantic side about it. And that is the beautiful side. That's what makes our dreams beautiful. That's what makes the process beautiful. That's what makes planning beautiful, because you have that goal in mind. You have that sense of when I make it, when I'm there. You know, all the beautiful things and the process of working hard got me to where I am today. And so that is why imagining big is super important. And that's why it's also important to a reality, because again, the sense of time, right? And in that time, the most important part that you need to understand within that time is enjoy that process. Okay, because sometimes that process can be really long. Like I said, like a doctor, 10 years, probably 11, 12 years to finally get their own maybe place if they're able to afford it, or work with a doctor, then go and get their own place. So there's a lot of things that come into it. And I know it's very simple to say just become a doctor, right? But there's a lot of stuff that go into becoming a doctor, a lot of challenges, a lot of things that go through it. Not impossible. There's just a lot of hard work that's gonna have to go into hand. And so, talking about hardware, I want to talk about other concepts right now that, as well, have been a misconception in connection to success. So, let's go into that real quick. All right, guys. So, for the last part of this podcast, I wanted to talk about some of the words that have been misused or have come to a very different concept when it comes to using them in a certain area. And so, for example, work hard. This is something that it's not in the dictionary, but there are two words that have been put together. So, work. What does work mean? Work is the activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Okay, now if you didn't hear that, let me read to you one more time. Work, activity involving mental or physical effort done in order to achieve a purpose or result. Okay, now I know you talk about, I'm gonna go to work, I'm gonna go and work, I'm gonna, I need to go here because I need to work. I have a job, so I need to work. And what I want you to understand, when you're saying that word, you're saying that you are involving yourself mentally and physically in an effort to achieve a purpose or a result. So when you think, when I want you to think about work, I don't want you to take work into a job, okay? Because jobs are very different than work, and I'm going to go through that real quick. And of course, these are very these are subjects that have their own time to talk about. And so I just want to go real quick on here and talk about these things, because those are podcasts that I want to do and talk to you specifically about later on in the future with this, because I believe they're very crucial to us hearing them and learning a little bit more about them. So again, when you use the word work, know that you are applying mental and physical effort, one or the other, and you are actually putting something of an effort to achieve a purpose or a result. Okay? So when you're saying work, what are you doing? What are you trying to achieve? Because if you're trying to go from, achieving the purpose of I'm gonna go to work from 9 to 5 and my only purpose is to finish, then you, that's not work, that is actually a job. And I'm gonna tell you why right now. But first, let's talk about hard work, because that's the one thing I want you to understand. Hard means solid, firm, and rigid, not easily broken, bent, or pierced. And so, again, solid, firm, and rigid, not easily broken, bent, or pierced. And so, those two things, people say those things a lot. Work hard. I'm gonna work hard. I'm gonna, make sure that you work hard so that you can succeed, because you need to work hard so that you can achieve your goals. And so, if you put this together, this is what people are saying when they say work hard. When you put the word work and hard together, this is what people are saying. Mental or physical effort not easily broken. Okay? So when you come again and you say, I've been working hard. I've been, trying to reach my goals. I'm working hard. I am, I don't know, doing something that requires to work hard. You are saying that I'm using my mental or physical strength to, and it's not being broken easily. Okay? Let me just read the definition. Mental and physical effort not easily broken. That's literally what you're saying when it comes to working hard. You're trying to achieve a purpose by using your mind or your body in efforts that you are not easily broken when it comes to that. Okay? So next time that you talk about, I'm working hard, know that you're using your brain, or your body to achieve something, and that because you're doing it, working hard, you're not easily broken. It doesn't mean that you can break, because you can't break, sorry, but because you can, but you gotta understand that when you're working hard, you're not gonna let yourself be broken, be upset, be depressed. You're not gonna let yourself do those things because what? You're working hard. You're focused on what you want to do, and that's why working hard or work hard is a word that we use when we're trying to achieve something, because we know that it's gonna take work, right? It's gonna take our full body, our mind, to accomplish what we want to do. But know that when you're saying you're working hard, you mean that you're not easily broken, that you are solid, you are firm, okay? Nothing can bend you. You can't be easily bent or pierced. That's what working hard means. Another word that I have seen that I was talking about was job. And this is where I mean when you say hard work is very different from job. And job means a task or piece of work, especially one that is paid. Okay, so that's what you do when you go to work. Okay, I'm sorry, that's where you go when you go to a job. Okay, it's something, a piece of your day that you give in exchange to be paid for that. Okay, that's what you do. Okay, and yes, the definition here does have work, but what I want you to understand, the two different between that is that in that process of that job, you're giving up a time so that you can involve, so you can finish the process or effort of completing something that they give you. So you're not working for yourself, you're working for someone else to pay you to do something for their work. Do you understand that that process? Let me say it again. When you are in a job, you are working a piece of your day on someone else's work. Okay? You are doing someone else's work that they should be doing, but because they created a job, now they gave everyone a piece of what they do and are paying them to accomplish that so that their job can have success, right? Or their work could be complete. And so that is what job is. So there's two different things, okay? Remember, a job is something, a piece of something that you get paid for. Work is what you do, okay? So what is your work? What is something that you're doing for yourself? What is your goal? What is your success in that? That is your work. When you're working in a job, you're working on someone else's work and accomplishing a piece of their work that they give you so that you can get paid for it. And that's why it's, people get jobs because they don't understand that process of they're doing someone else's work so that they can get paid for that, but yet they're not doing what their work is. And this is not a bad thing, right? I'm not saying jobs are bad. I'm not saying none of that. What I am trying to say here is understanding that process, right? Again, reality from the dream world. So when somebody says, I'm going to get a job, it's a high-paying job. Well, they're going to get a job in something that is someone else's job or work, and they're giving them a piece of it so that they can take care of that part and their company can grow. their company can bring in clients and they can do that. That's why when doctors go work in a hospital, they're actually having a job to work at a place or a business that gives them a piece of their work so that they can take care of that piece and help the hospital bring in clients to eventually make money, right? Of course, the whole purpose of it is to help people who are sick, who are hurt. That's what a hospital is for. But what I want you to understand is just the word meaning, not the if a hospital means differently to you. I don't mean for it to be offensive, but I mean to you to understand the definition of it because it gives us a clear concept of what it means to be successful versus reality and the ideal world, okay? And that's why in the beginning, some of it that I'm going to tell you, it's not going to be, oh, hooray. But when you come to the realization of knowing something, the beautiful part is that you know, and now it's time for you to take that information and apply it to your life into application and action. And that's why I'm saying work hard and job are very different, and work and job are very different. But like I said, when you have a job, that is not what you do. That is something that you are doing someone else's job work, okay? When you work, you are doing something for yourself, okay? And that's the difference between it, okay? The difference. Job and work. And again, we get the work hard where it is a mental and physical effort not easily broken. That is my definition of it, that I have put those two words together and come up with what work hard means to me when it comes to definition and combining the definitions together. So those are the things that I wanted to share with you. There are a bunch of stuff that I would love to share with you right now, but I want to save those because I want to give you more of a deeper concept so that we can get together and talk about this and really break those terms down that people have used in a misconception way. And so that is for today, guys. Thank you so much for being here today on our podcast, and we hope that you were inspired and encouraged to keep on going and learning what success is, learning what it means to work, what it means to have a job, and what it means to work hard. So guys, thank you so much for being here. We see you next time. Peace. What's going on, everyone? Thank you so much for being here. I hope that you're encouraged and motivated to be better humans. This is your host, John, and today I wanted to share with you something special that we're bringing into Make Limited Podcast, and that is our website. We are bringing our website. We're working on it right now. This is where you're going to be able to get the written version of the podcast and be able to go and read it and also find resources that we have from you, books, PDFs that you can download and videos that you can see. And so these are some amazing things that we're doing with Make Limited Podcast. We're super excited for this website, and soon it is on our anchor page, but it is not live yet. So what we have there, you can see it. It is awesome, and I'm super excited for this, and I can't wait for you to be a part of it. So thank you so much for being here with us, guys, and we hope that you have an amazing day. We talk to you later. Peace.